Hey, hi, hello, welcome to Can You Get to That? I am your co-host, Matthew Olson, and we're coming at you old school. I'm in Portland, Oregon. I want to apologize. The last episode, Bulletproof Coffee, we recorded that like a month ago, and there's been some stuff happening, but I'm here. I'm physically right next to Caitlin, and things are... Hey, Caitlin?
Huh?
It's time where, well, can you do the intro for yourself? Hey, hi. Hey, Caitlin, hi.
Oh, sorry, what?
Can you do the intro for the show?
Intro.
Or can you get to that? We're doing the episode right now, and I'm just gonna...
I was playing that. What are you doing?
Can you do the intro for Can You Get to That right now? Tell people who you are.
Fuck. I'm Caitlin Best. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Is that how you wanted me to do it?
Well, I was talking about how we're both in the same room, like old days, which is why it might sound kind of different. And it also might kind of sound different because you've been playing the Nintendo Switch in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Next to me while we do the show.
Yeah. It's really fun, which is why I like sort of why I like to do it.
You can have this back if you ask me one question about like how I've been doing, like we normally do.
Do you have a Nintendo Switch yet?
Well, no. Okay, ask a different question.
Do you want a Nintendo Switch?
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I do.
Can I?
I understand you. Okay, you can have it.
Can I get that back yet?
You can have it back while I explain to listeners why the release schedule
okay,
for the show
sounds good.
Is
that sounds
so
really good.
Inconsistent.
Sounds
yeah.
good, yeah.
So, yeah. Last episode of Bulletproof Coffee, it was great. This is completely not distracting, Caitlin.
Well, you're doing great so far.
So, I had a little computer trouble.
Yeah.
As it goes, you know.
Uh-huh.
The fan inside my MacBook started making a sound that sounded something like... that was no good. And so I took it to a shop after a while to get it checked out. And the first shop I took it to was like, hey, no problem. We figured out what's wrong with it. $150, please. And I was like, that seems like a whole lot. So I took it literally to a shop down the street on mm-hmm. the same block. And I asked him, hey, what would you quote for a fan replacement? And he was like, I don't know, 70.
Those two shops? Colluding with each other. Price fixing.
Here's the thing. The guy then was like, actually, let's just check to make sure that your fan's, like, good first.
Well, it sounded bad when you did it
mm-hmm.
with your mouth just then.
But the other shop, they cleaned it out, and my fan's been working ever since. And we checked with the other guy who was saying 70, and he was like, seems like your fan's working. So just, like, let me know if it's not good, and then it's 70, but if it's good... They just cleaned out your fan, and then we're going to charge you $150.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
Mm-hmm. But it's good now.
It's good now, so I can record now.
That's good, yeah. That's where we're doing it on your...
But then there was a week where I was like, maybe going to be homeless?
Uh-huh. How'd that go?
Are you familiar with the role of a broker in apartment hunting?
Nope. Not really.
Okay, you know, like, merchants in Zelda?
Yeah, like, Beetle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other merchants that there are.
Right. Well, those merchants in Zelda, they they own what they're selling you, right?
Mm-hmm.
A broker would be someone who acted on behalf of a merchant
mm-hmm.
to make the deal work.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they receive some kind of kickback or compensation
mm-hmm.
for making that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going through a broker, and I had put a deposit down on an apartment, on a room in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then that entire rest of the apartment, including my room, somebody else, a different company, swept in and put a deposit down on that whole unit.
Oh, wow.
So then it was like, well, now I don't have a place lined up. And... The broker I was working with agreed to meet with me again to show me some new places that were single rooms, so it would be a sure bet, right?
Mm-hmm.
turns out, also invited two other people along on this trip. Mm-hmm. So at one point, I'm in a car, driven by one of the other two people looking for apartments, with the broker and them, and we're going to single rooms, and the name of the game has become, if you like the room when you see it, say yes to it first, because the other person might say yes to it, and then you can't have it.
Sort of a say yes to the room type scenario.
Yeah. And that really stunk, but you know what stunk more? Mm-mm. The smell of the broker's vape as they vaped in the car while
what
we were driving.
What flavor vape was the broker vaping?
Strawberry banana.
Oh my god.
I got several mouthfuls of that vape.
Oh my god.
So.
Is that even legal?
That was the worst. But I said yes to a room.
Yeah.
And then they wanted me to sign the lease super duper fast.
Yeah.
Which seems sketchy. Turns out the property managers, this would be in the analogy, would be the merchants in Zelda.
Okay, yeah.
So, name another merchant.
I don't remember any of their other names. There's so many merchants. It's such a big world. So expansive with so many different merchants in it that I don't even remember, you know.
Okay, sure. Well, the merchant in this question, is there like a review system for the merchants?
No, there's no Zelda. There's no Hyrule Yelp.
There's no Hyrule Yelp.
No.
Well, the real world Yelp for these property managers was terrible. Mm-hmm. And so I found a roommate on Twitter. And so now I'm going to live with someone because of Twitter.
A Twitter friend. I love a good Twitter friend.
And I got my full deposit back because I told the broker, hey, don't know if you know this, but the reviews for that property manager suck. Mm-hmm. And I guess the property manager didn't want to go to small claims court. So,
yeah.
There you go.
That's it.
And this is just all you've been doing, right?
Zelda?
In the month that we haven't really been doing the show, this is just pretty much all you've been doing?
Yeah, that's why I've beaten the game like 4 times.
Right. Should we do The Legend of Zelda as the topic?
Yeah, we should, because I'm going to have to turn this off right now. I'm turning it off. Let's see. Turning it off right now?
I've not spent much time at the Switch.
I don't know how it works.
I saw you select turn off,
you
but
think
I think
there might be
this.
Some kind of secret function where I'm still playing it.
Is there?
It's got so many configurations. I could be playing it in my head right now.
You absolutely could be. Let's do The Legend of Zelda. We're back. We're in the same room. This probably sounds kind of echoey. You can probably hear some car sounds.
Probably, yeah. Some car sounds, some munching.
A little popcorn munching. We got a little bowl of popcorn. Probably hear me drinking some Ranye, a fine beer that I can't get on the East Coast.
I mean, it's the same. You know it's the same, right?
I really wish I had brought a can of Narragansett so I could taste test.
You can take a Rainier back with you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
You can do it both ways.
What if I took a Rainier back, though, and then the pressure when it goes up in the plane was so bad that it exploded, and then there's just, like, all my clothes were covered in Rainier?
Keep it in the cabin. It's fine. The cabin's pressurized.
Oh, right.
The difference isn't that much.
But how am I supposed to keep it in the cabin? Am I supposed to get a tiny 10-ounce bottle of Rainier?
Yeah. Just get the travel size.
The travel size Rainiers that they have everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, like, honestly... Fucking honestly, like, get a metal water bottle with a wide mouth and put the Rainier inside the metal water bottle and they will never know.
That's a good point.
I've taken so much shit on airplanes that I wasn't supposed to. Not to get really real for a second, but, like, it's just profiling what they do. Like, that's how they do their shit, is profiling.
Oh, sure, yeah. That's the one allotment
I've taken a
really
I've
real time.
Accidentally taken a pocket knife on an airplane 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the other thing about the metal water bottle is, like, I have a metal water bottle.
Right.
I take it on the airplane. They don't know that I have or have not emptied the thing out. Like, I always empty it out before I go through the security. They don't check. They're not like, oh, excuse me, could you take that out of your luggage and show us that it's empty? They've never done that.
And the one time they're going to check, it's going to be full of C4 explosives.
A can of Rainier.
So you can taste test.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Here's what I'll do is I'll just ship a bunch of Rainier across the country, right? That you can do that. That'll be easy.
Totally legal. Yeah.
All right, let's do the dumb game that we play on the show.
I don't even think I remember how to play.
Alistair King is the first step, number one. And I'm going to keep this count by...
On your hands.
Yeah, on my hands. Okay. Number one, Alistair King was a Scottish professional Grand Prix... Motorcycle racer. Yeah, sorry. It's really, really hard to wrap my mouth around that.
I was in a bar watching El Clasico.
Is that a motorcycle
event? No, it's a big footy match.
Okay.
And because it's on a European TV channel,
mm-hmm.
they show different sports. Like sometimes they show motorcycle racing instead of just NASCAR racing.
Okay.
And like, why don't we watch that more in America?
I mean,
it's like really cool. Like motorcycle racing is like really fucking cool.
That's what I was waiting for you to say. Is like, you love the motorcycle.
It's really cool. You watch the guys on the motorcycles and they go really fast and they lean over
far. You keep making the same mistake that I was about to make.
What?
It's motorcycle.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I just don't want you to sound dumb on our podcast.
Excuse me. The motorcycle riders.
Yes, yeah.
They go really fast and they lean over really far.
They're basically
in
like
the turns,
touching the ground.
With their knee, yeah.
Yeah.
That's way cooler. You don't ever see NASCAR drivers like hanging out of the side of the car.
Unless something has gone seriously
wrong. Unless something's bad. Like, why do we watch NASCAR instead of motorcycle racing?
I mean, we do a lot of sport things not as well as the rest of the world. I feel like it was a distinctly American identity thing to be like, we gotta have our own sports that we're into, but all the good sports were already kind of happening elsewhere. Yeah.
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 Yeah. We did invent basketball.
That's the one good one we got.
That's a good thing that we've made.
And it might still be the best one?
I mean, difference of opinion, perhaps, but it's fun. It's a fun sport, I would say, and a lot of people like it.
Yeah.
In other countries, too.
What do we think is going to get us closer to the Legend of Zelda?
Isn't there... Okay.
Sorry, Caitlin's chewing, and Caitlin's making a hand gesture.
I just do want to point out that it was Matt's idea to have snacks. Matt asked, do we have snacks? And he's in my house, and I made him snacks. So he can be smug about this all he wants, but...
Yeah, but I do want to point out that it's only because you're taking full mouthfuls of popcorn.
How else do you do it? You can't eat a kernel at a time.
Watch me.
Matt's eating one kernel of popcorn and he's just frowning. You can tell he's holding back tears. Matt, there's on the internet, there exists, I have it in my mind's eye, a picture of Link
mm-hmm.
on a motorcycle. Have you seen this picture?
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
Mario Kart.
That's right.
He was added to Mario Kart 8.
He's a Carter.
He's
a Carter now.
Which also means it's not Mario Kart anymore. You can't fucking call it Mario Kart and have not Mario characters in it. What is this bullshit? It's what? Assuming you can't use Kart, what should it be? It's Nintendo.
Nintendogs.
Well, that's a different thing.
It's Super Smash Carters.
Well, I guess that would work.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like a good what's a good replacement name for Kart though. If you had to make a knockoff Mario Kart and you couldn't use Kart, what would you use?
Mario Race.
Nintendo Buggies.
Nintendo Cars.
Yeah, I feel like that just implies, when I hear Nintendo Cars, what I'm seeing
it's
is like
Cars, the Cars movie, but Nintendo branding.
That, or I'm seeing Link just like stuck in rush hour traffic, just kind of like head on the steering wheel, like what is...
Yeah, all of the car games that involve being stuck in rush mm-hmm. hour traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how you use cars in real life, except for you get to be in a fun Nintendo character while you do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know the best way to go to Link or Zelda.
I think we should click maybe British? Is British a link to England?
I mean, Britain and England are different.
Oh, well, sorry, but the British, it's on the side box.
It's United Kingdom.
United Kingdom, yeah. Okay, yeah, United Kingdom. Let's go there, because this is step two.
Because people love Zelda in United Kingdom.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there might be a link about their relationship with other countries. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get to Japan through that. And then from Japan, Nintendo, Nintendo to your boy. Well, I mean...
Boy Zelda.
your boy Zelda. No, here's the thing. Link is like the canonical name, right? But they always let you rename Link.
Actually, in this one, they don't.
What? Why are you even playing this garbage?
Because I can't be Caitlyn in all caps.
You can't be Caitlyn in all caps or Caitlyn in all lowercase, as you know, depending.
Or Caitlyn with a space between each letter. All lowercase.
In what Zelda game would you be able to do your full name with spaces between each letters?
That's only 13 characters.
That's a lot of characters.
Some people have names that long, right?
Yeah, but like, not that many.
Yeah, nobody has a name longer than 12.
Yeah. Tell me one person with a name longer than 12.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know any. There aren't any.
Boom.
That proves there aren't any.
That proves.
Yeah.
Are you done with the popcorn?
It's really good.
This is going to be the best or worst episode of Can You Guess
definitely
That in a
the,
long time.
Definitely the worst ever.
After the last banger we put out,
yeah.
It's going to seem like a serious dip in quality. Let's see if we can find Japan on here.
All right. I've decided that I'm done with the popcorn.
You're done. There's a lot of popcorn left for me.
I know, Matt. God damn it.
Think about it this way.
Yeah.
The popcorn will be waiting for you afterwards.
But it's not going to be as good.
Much like The Legend of Zelda.
It's not going to be as good, though. It's not like The Legend of Zelda. It's always good. The Legend of Zelda doesn't get soggy or cold the longer you leave it.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's true. Have you tried tasting your Switch cartridge?
Oh, I'm not a fucking idiot.
I mean,
you want to taste it right now?
I mean, I feel like that would just be like, you know, trying to go viral, you know, but like 3 months late.
3 months too late. Well,
do you even know where your Switch cartridge comes out?
You know, I've put this cartridge in, and I haven't taken it out. It's been so long, but I did find it.
You did find it. Am I gonna do this?
I don't know. How's it smell?
Smells weird.
Smells weird. Like what?
I don't know.
What kind of notes are you picking up?
I don't know if I actually want to do this online. Now we set it up and I have to.
I mean, you don't have to.
No, I have to.
Okay. How's it taste?
I'll say this. It legitimately does taste bad, and it tastes worse than I thought it was going
to,
honestly.
Can you compare it to any past taste that you've experienced?
Yeah, I can, but...
Is it butts? Does it taste like butts?
Butts taste nice.
Okay, so no.
And I just want to go on the record with that. Hear it from my mouth again. Butts taste nice. No. Do you remember a fellow named Will Jester?
Yeah, always.
The taste is already leaving your mouth.
So
that's,
I know what you're gonna
that's
say.
A plus for the Switch cartridge.
It tastes better than what you're gonna say. This isn't gonna be funny to anyone.
All anyone needs to know is that he is a guy, Will, who tried to brew absinthe, and it came out looking brown. And at one point, I sampled this quote unquote absinthe. And I would say when I tasted that, it tasted like, do you ever fall down on a playground and get some of that playground bark in your mouth?
Oh my God, it's so much worse than that. That's not even a good comparison.
I'd say it's like a mouthful of that. Are we going to take a call from your mom on the show?
We're not going to take a call from my mom on the show.
What I love about this episode is we really can't edit anything out.
Not ever.
It's like getting a mouthful of playground bark and then having to just leave it in there for 24 hours.
Have you had to do that?
No, but that's how I can closely describe the Will Jester alcohol.
The closest thing that I've tasted to that alcohol is if you get a Sudafed soft gel and puncture it and taste the insides of that.
Oh.
That's the closest thing that I can compare.
Very medicinal.
Well, and just intensely bitter.
Yeah.
And sticks. It's a sticky bitterness.
One time
I can honestly say it's probably the worst thing I've ever tasted.
One time I had an experience where I made someone else try that alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And I'm surprised that person talked to me afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised I talked to the person who made me try that alcohol afterwards.
We've all had that experience.
Yeah. Having to stay friends.
Having to stay friends with the monster.
All right. Japan, you find it?
Well, I've been looking at you because I'm so glad to have you here.
Oh,
I've just
sure,
been like
right.
making eye contact with you. Just saw I was just making eye contact.
No, that's
with
true.
You.
That's true. We're not doing a very good job playing the game.
So I don't
this
think
week.
Japan is here, but I think that we could click on United Nations.
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
NATO? Japan's not in NATO.
I don't think so.
G20?
Yeah, definitely the G20 major economies. Yeah,
for
okay.
sure. Definitely one of the top.
So G20 step three. Don't know much about the G20.
You were just in Seattle.
I was just in Seattle. What? Why are you bringing this up?
Remember they had a big thing there about the G20.
That was a WTO.
WTO.
Bias. Yeah, different thing.
Close enough.
I mean, yeah, sure. Seattle. You want to hear my take on Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of stinks.
Like it smells bad.
No, it smells very
noticed,
good.
I've noticed
here's,
the same thing.
Here's something. I love the air.
In here, on the west.
On the west
on the
coast?
Left side.
On the left side of the country?
I notice the same thing every time I come back here from places
like, just
like New York. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It's a lot better. No, Seattle is boring.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's because your parents live there. So, like, when you go there, you're with your parents.
No, I even went and did things with my parents, and one of those things was, like, not boring.
What was it?
Mac,
you told me about this Macklemore concert. Who could forget?
Yeah, he came out there and was like, all right, who's ready for 3 hours of thrift shop? And everyone screamed for 3 hours while he did it.
And he's like, I'm not even going to rap the song. I'm just going to stand up here and keep pressing play on my MacBook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because these vocal cords, got to preserve them.
Exactly.
For later, when I go to the Seahawks game. Because me, Macklemore, I am the 12th man.
Yeah.
If they don't hear me, they're not going to do the ball good.
I'm it. But actually now Marshawn Lynch is going to the Raiders, so now I'm 11th man. And
I'm the 11th man. I am on the team.
I am on the team. And they are going to try to do the same plays they would do with Marshawn as with me.
But with me. So I have to have my voice good for that.
When I was in the third grade, I thought I could play football well.
I told my mom, tears streaming down my face.
Fuck Macklemore. I was at the Dale Chihuly Museum.
Oh, yeah,
at
the glass one.
At the base of the Space Needle.
Now that's... Oh, there's one in Tacoma. There's another one in Tacoma.
Yeah, that was closed that day.
He's real big.
He's real big.
In that whole area.
In that whole zone.
What day was this?
This was Monday, and it's a Wednesday. It was Tuesday. It was just... yeah.
Because if it was the weekend... Could have gone to the Seattle Rain game.
Sorry.
It's right there.
Sorry.
Just saying.
I mean...
Macklemore's not on the team.
Though. Wouldn't you rather that I go to...
A glass museum?
No, a Thorns game.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Definitely.
Anyway, let me tell you about Dale Chihuly Museum. Just a lot of pretty glass, I guess.
Yeah.
It was also... Now I'm very opinionated about museums, having worked in one. And they were playing music over the speakers in the museum. And I'm just like...
That's what music?
Just like random classical pieces.
Oh.
I was just like, this is, don't add
you're
to
like,
the
I can't
whole
focus.
Vibe.
I can't focus on the glass with this music.
I can't appreciate the art properly. The coolest part of the museum was actually, they just like, you could also, they would have demonstrations where you could watch people doing the glass stuff. And I was like, this is infinitely more interesting than seeing just like a bunch of the end products in like a wavy, like, sculpture.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, how are they gonna do this? That's a
ball. How do they make the waves like
that's
that?
That's a ball of molten hot glass. How are they gonna make that into
how
something
they turn
pretty?
The waves?
And mostly it's just like a lot of spinning and a lot of going.
A lot of blowing.
Huh? A lot of blowing.
A lot of spinning, a lot of blowing.
Yeah, a lot of spinning, a lot of blowing. Yeah.
I have found Japan.
Okay. Step four.
I found it. It's me.
I feel like maybe once we get to it, no matter how long this episode is,
we should just
cut it.
For sure, and then we can go eat pizza.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But you know, I actually don't know if I want to eat pizza when I'm in Portland because I don't know if you've heard I don't know if you've heard about New York style pizza.
Matt, have you ever heard? Let me ask you. Do you know about New York style bagels?
Oh, they're garbage. They're utter garbage. They're utter trash. Spielman for life. I just pissed off like some small percentage of our listeners, and yeah, I don't care.
You just got three people to quit this show forever.
Would it be under culture?
Yes.
Is the question.
It's okay. Cuisine, philosophy, literature, music, art.
Now, our game's art because, is the question.
Here's the thing is yes. And the way that we know that is because the authoritative source, Wikipedia, final sentence in the art paragraph is Japanese-made video game consoles have been popular since the 1980s. Do you think a Gamergate added that sentence to this Wikipedia article?
100% absolutely no doubt. Because also, it just says art, and then Japanese-made video game consoles. It doesn't talk about games.
Right.
It talks about consoles. So it talks about the consumer good.
It's just like, it's just that, look
that
at
that does the thing.
Look at it.
The Nintendo Switch that you have in your hand. Is that art? That is not art. We can agree on that, right? The Switch itself is not art.
What if it was red and blue instead of gray?
Well, yeah, I'm saying you bought the wrong Switch, you dumbass.
Shit, I bought the one that's not art.
You fucking idiot. You bought the one that was...
They didn't have any. They didn't have it. At the GameStop, they didn't have any.
You know that they're gonna, you could buy the red and blue ones.
How?
Just separately. You can swap them in.
Oh, the Joy-Cons.
But they're gonna have yellow ones soon.
I hate yellow. Yellow's my least favorite color.
Well, fuck you. Should have gotten the red and blue one to start with,
then. Pikachu's the lamest Pokemon.
Who's the coolest Pokemon, then?
Fucking Squirtle.
So blue is better than red?
Yeah.
Give me your rundown ranking of Roy G. Biv right now.
All the colors or just the Pokemon ones?
No, just Roy G. Biv. The rainbow
green,
colors.
Green.
Top. What?
My favorite color. You don't know that about me? Get the fuck out of my house.
Okay, bye. I guess that's the whole podcast is over now.
Green.
All right.
Red.
Okay.
Orange. No. Scratch that. Green. Red. Violet. Blue.
Okay.
Orange.
Okay.
Indigo.
Wow.
Which is the same as blue, but I just like... I think it's lame that they made it two colors, and so I'm demoting indigo.
Okay.
Yellow.
Wow. At the bottom.
At the bottom.
What's so bad about yellow?
It sucks.
that's the best thing you can do?
No, yellow is just like, yellow's like, hey, be happy. And I'm like, but I'm not yellow.
What about the Simpsons? Would you like the Simpsons more if they weren't yellow?
They're a mean green family.
Yeah.
No, that'd be weird. That's unrealistic.
What if they just had regular skin tones like Futurama? No, would you like The Simpsons?
I've seen that and it's upsetting. And I don't want that.
There is something upsetting about the thought of like if there was a Futurama Simpsons crossover where The Simpsons had to become regular.
There was a crossover.
Regular
flesh. How would they handle that?
They did do one.
I haven't seen it.
They did one with Bender. That's how they handled it. It was only Bender with The Simpsons.
Bad.
So it was not good.
Watch
it
anyway. The question is, are the Simpsons coming into Futurama, or is Futurama coming into the Simpsons? Because if it's the second one, I can imagine some kind of planar thing going on. The Futurama characters enter the Simpsons plane, and everyone's yellow in there, so it's no problem.
Right, but it would still be awful to see them next to each other, wouldn't it?
I'm trying to picture a Fry with yellow skin, and it's not much better than picturing a flesh Homer.
It's just wrong.
It's not good.
Also, never say the phrase flesh Homer
flesh
again.
Homer.
All right. I don't want to click on video
what's
game
your least,
consoles,
what's your
though.
Least favorite color of the seven?
I think, for me, orange, right at the top.
Least favorite. Most favorite.
Most favorite, yeah.
Okay.
Least favorite. It might also be yellow.
It's also orange. Most and least favorite, huh?
No. It might also be yellow.
Yeah, see, it's a lame color.
Yellow might... Because I would wear an orange t-shirt any day. I was looking at a lot of orange jackets today.
Yeah.
I was like, can I pull off any of these? I literally did buy an orange snap shirt today.
Uh-huh.
But if it had been yellow, it would have been a no-go. It would have been like,
what
jag-off would wear yellow?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Yellow?
Like, what kind of... Like, you wear a yellow shirt. You're trying to send some kind of message. And I don't know what the message is, but it's not one that anybody wants to hear or listen to.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to click on video game consoles.
Okay.
And, right. You know, you can...
Step 5, video game console.
Yeah.
Part of a series on video games with the lamest... With
the lamest logo.
The lamest series logo ever.
God,
now, do you think the Nintendo Switch would make the game that used to be the logo of the video game series on Wikipedia? Do you think the Nintendo Switch would add a dimension to that fictional game where a controller is plugged into a stone that is being shot by a spaceship?
What do you... I don't understand the question.
I'm saying, I've always tried to wrap my head around the game where your controller is like, also part of the game and the game is like Asteroids. Do you think the Nintendo Switch could make that concept work?
I mean, a Nintendo Switch, first of all, is a cordless, it's a wireless experience. So just right off the bat,
but here's the thing. I'm thinking you're playing the game, right?
Yeah.
But one of your Joy-Cons has to be off of the system and attached to a rock.
What, just like with a string?
Yeah.
Just have to tie it to a rock.
Tie it to a rock. All right. And then, does that thing have a camera on it?
Which thing? The Nintendo Switch? Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't see one, actually.
I don't know if it has a camera on it.
You can tell that the only thing I've used this for is to play Zelda, because I don't know anything about this device.
You just know where it on is.
Other than the fact that you can put it in 4 different configurations. I don't think it does have a camera.
You know what? My mouth does still kind of taste like the cartridge.
Really? It's lingering, huh?
It's lingering.
Well, eat a popcorn. Drink a beer.
I'll drink a beer.
Yeah.
Actually, wait a minute.
What?
I'm in your humble abode.
Yes. You can go taste that stuff.
I can do whiskey cast.
Oh.
Bringing back the segment.
That's a better idea than what I was thinking.
What?
Because I do have a bottle of the stuff that we were talking about, how bad it is.
Wait, no. What?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
But you don't want to drink it because it's really bad.
But we just mentioned it.
I'm not going to have any of it. And if you want to have some of that shit, then you can do it.
But it also is legitimately poison, right?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't feel sick after drinking it. I just, like...
just hated the decision
you
made.
I wanted to take my mouth out of my body.
Okay, here's the thing, though. We already established the precedent that I mentioned tasting the Switch thing, and I was going to do it.
Yeah.
So, like, I have to...
Do you want me to go pour you a sip of that noxious poison?
I don't want even a sip. I want to just enough to get the flavor, but that I don't have to swallow it.
I'll pour you a millimeter of it in a shot glass.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Stay here.
All right. I'm going to resume the recording when Caitlin gets back. All right. We're back. Caitlin has the Will Jester alcohol.
I was hoping actually that we could just do sort of a full tasting. Like, so what I do, I taste whiskey. It's part of my job.
Oh, yeah. So I should
do
that.
What I do is I sort of sit down, and the first thing I do is I always look at the color of the thing I'm about to taste. And just the appearance of it in general.
Yeah. Okay. You want my take?
Yeah.
Dirty piss.
Okay. But, like, how long would you say this person has gone without drinking any water?
4 days, minimum.
Okay. That's a good... You got a knack for this.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good image.
Also, I am going to request that I'm able to maybe get the taste out with a shot of good whiskey.
Oh, for sure,
We should maybe have a shot of good whiskey.
This is not whiskey.
This is the absinthe. This is the same thing, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's... What this is, it's neutral grain alcohol, I believe. Okay. Neutral grain alcohol with a bunch of herbals in it.
Okay, good. Great.
You feeling bourbon? You feeling single malt?
I'm asking you as a professional whiskey taster, which one do you think is the best?
I don't know. This is uncharted territory for me, this shit. I don't know what's going to rinse this out of your mouth, if anything. I'll give you something that's got sort of a powerful...
A powerful good taste.
Some power.
Yeah, give me a powerful, good taste. Okay.
Okay.
I'm looking at this bottle in abject horror that I've decided to go along with this bit.
Okay. Trying to think how we should do this. Should I get another glass?
Just so it's no contamination.
Because it's gonna taste like the other shit.
It's one tiny drop of it is gonna affect it. Yeah. Okay. Get another glass. All right. Caitlin is back with another. I just dropped the laptop. Caitlin's got two glasses here. I'll be doing one regular, reasonable adult shot of, what is that?
Well, I poured you a small shot because it's, because of reasons.
That's why it's a reasonable adult shot.
It's 64% alcohol.
Wow.
It's barrel strength, which is why I've chosen this. I feel like you switch that around, it's really going to.
But I'm just saying, it is a, what is it, Booker's? Booker's
this
bourbon?
Is Booker's bourbon. This okay. is good stuff.
All right.
And you'll notice I have two shot glasses and I've carefully chosen which one to give you the whiskey in.
Okay, Barack Obama 57th inauguration is the whiskey one, the one that's the chaser to the bad thing, and the bad thing, the little jester alcohol.
It's unbranded.
Unbranded, could have just been pocketed at a Goodwill today, shot glass. Kind of has some schmutz on it, but yeah. You know what, the schmutz is going to
It's going to melt right off, probably.
It's an IKEA shot glass.
Yeah. All
right. Well, so you said you wanted the full tasting, right? So I got to tell you the smell of this, right?
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time with it. It's definitely not good. Can you tell me what you think it smells like?
You know, I can't place it. I can't quite place this. Definitely.
It's not a Sharpie, but it's marker smell.
It's definitely chemical.
It's definitely chemical.
Nature.
Marker smell. You know what I think it is? It's the smell that you get when you're trying to smell a scented marker that started to go bad.
Mm-hmm. A brown one.
Yeah, that's exactly
whatever it. The brown one is supposed to be.
This is when it starts to go, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this.
I can't either. I can't believe it either.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. Oh, I forgot. Oh. Oh, fuck.
How are we feeling? How's the mouth feel?
First thing I gotta do is compare to the Nintendo Switch cartridge, and I would say this is like the Switch cartridge times 100, but it's the exact same flavor note. Like, here's the thing, Will didn't invent his own kind of alcohol, he invented a very powerful bitterant. They just need to...
A bitterant.
They just need to fucking coat the Switch cartridges in this. Okay, it's bad, I can't leave it on my tongue anymore. Barack Obama, please save me.
Switch that around a little bit.
Oh my god. Why did you tell me to switch it around?
To really clean the shit out, because in my experience that stuff really lingers in your mouth.
Oh, fuck.
I know it burns now, but you'll be glad.
Oh my god. Oh, that bourbon was good though, but
that's not the way to drink it.
But the aftertaste is just all.
Is it still in there?
No, I can't speak too soon. Oh, man.
This has altered your voice also, this experience.
Oh, Jesus. I think I just killed some of my vocal cords.
Yeah. that's how those work. I killed some of my many vocal cords.
No, here's the thing. The Will Jester alcohol is still there. It's still in it.
I know. You can't get it out. See, I wonder, this is what I wonder, if every time anyone's ever tasted this, it never really leaves your body. It just sort of destroys a little bit of your ability to taste.
I'm putting the popcorn in my mouth. You have to forgive me.
Yeah, listeners. Try that. No, try some of that, yeah.
I'm just sending down the troops right now.
Yeah.
Can you please find the Nintendo Switch?
I'm looking for the Nintendo Switch.
Wait, no, actually, we don't want the Nintendo Switch. We want the...
Why not?
Because the topic is The Legend of Zelda.
Oh, I found The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Well, yeah, click that. That's step... Wait, I don't even remember. Five? Six?
Hey! There was the guy...
Play along at home.
Britain, and then there was G20, and then there's Japan, and then video game consoles, and now it's six.
Okay. Ocarina of Time, most overrated game of all time.
Best game ever. It's official.
Fuck you, fuck me.
That's what all the experts say.
Caitlin, I'm dying here.
That's not my fault. You didn't have to do this. That's not Zelda's fault either.
I can't believe I did this for a podcast.
I can't either. I told you not to. I told you it was a bad idea.
At home, there's like maybe four people listening to this who know
what you're experiencing right now.
Who know what I'm experiencing.
And they're laughing at you.
They're laughing
at you.
At me. But everyone else, I want you to know I'm not exaggerating. Caitlin, you can attest to this.
No, it's really bad. It's the worst thing that you'll ever taste.
Fuck, I'm going to send down some fine Ranier down, I call it, too.
Yeah, you can try. See what that'll do. Okay.
Oh my god. I'm gonna wait to see if it comes back.
Okay.
I'm just gonna wait to see if it comes back because right
gone
now
for,
I don't taste
gone
it.
For now. Maybe the Renier is the.
It's gonna sneak up on
maybe
me.
Maybe the Renier is the magic juice.
There's still a distinct herbal note hanging around in my mouth, but it's not as bad. I can't believe I did that. I seriously.
I can't either.
All
right. I told you it was a bad idea.
Where is it going to say that this is a sequel to
this is
the
a Zelda game
the,
here? Series of Legend of Zelda.
Actually, yeah, that's actually the page we need. So that's step 7, and we did
there
it.
There we go, we win. We win the game, and it's good because you need to go.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know what you need to do. There's nothing. There's nothing for you. I'm sorry.
Actually, I'm happy to report.
It's gone?
It seems to be gone.
Oh. The power of Renier. Now.
No.
Now, here's what you have to do. You know what you have to do.
What?
You need to take a can of... Well, okay, you can just record this experience in your head.
Okay.
You need to go home. You need to take some of this with you.
Oh, God, no.
You need to repeat this experiment with Narragansett and see...
I hate you.
Does it have the same healing power as our good Renier?
You suck, and your West Coast Bureau of Evangelism right now sucks.
You started this East Coast West Coast beer battle. You're the one that brought this up.
Here's the fucking thing, okay? Oh, here's what I want you to know is that it wasn't just the Rainier that did it.
Okay.
It was the Bookers.
Yeah.
It was
all three.
The popcorn. It was the Rainier, and I'm actually sorry to report I'm not making this up. It's like on the burps. On my little mini burps, it's coming back up my throat.
Oh, yeah.
I think that has to do with the staying power.
Yeah. It's got to work its way all the way out of your body.
Also, my vision is fading.
Now I wonder why that is.
It's fading. I'm feeling very weak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling so weak. I'm feeling...
Matt... is dead now. That's dead. Don't know what to do about that. Well, this has been Can You Get to That? I'm Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at BeskaBest. You can find Matt on Twitter at, I don't know what his handle is because he never actually says it on here, but he's dead anyway, so nothing we can do about that.
Caitlin.
Uh-oh. I'm hearing a voice.
Caitlin.
I'm hearing a ghostly voice. Not coming from Matt's dead body.
It's Matt's ghost. Please.
Yes.
Bury me somewhere cool. Not in a cemetery like... dumbasses who get buried next to other dumbasses.
Wow, that's a sort of an elitist take. Are you sure you're Matt's ghost?
Bury me under a Jamba Juice or something. Come on.
You know you can't drink the juice.
You don't get down there.
To answer me this, Matt's ghost.
What?
Do you still taste the...
Yes, it's still there. It killed me and it's still
there.
That's
why you want to be by the Jamba Juice.
I need to be by the Jamba Juice. Caitlin, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you promise that you'll get me under the Jamba Juice?
I'm gonna go dig up my coupon that I have, and I'm gonna see if I can redeem that in exchange for being allowed to bury
you. Cool. I guess I have one other question, though.
What?
What if technology banned